Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
Like a whisper to my soul, your word is revelation. We are actually going to take a pretty deep dive into that this morning. But first, we're going to talk about Easter a little bit again. Because we are planning such incredible services, we want to invite friends, as many friends as you would like to invite. So while most churches will tell you to put your phone away and put it on silent mode, yes, keep it on silent mode, but take it out and take a picture of that previous screen and send it out. At least one person. Everybody. Come on, I don't see any cameras out. Come on, camera. Take a picture of that. Send it to one person, or two, or three. And then on your way out today, see me or Faye to pick up one of these beautiful St. Patrick's Day colored guest passes, spring green for Easter. These guest passes will actually allow your friend to reserve a seat at what will no doubtedly be a very crowded service, so they can reserve seats for themselves and for you. So take this VIP pass with you today and invite someone. All right, so now turning our attention back to finding this still small voice. I want to ask, what do a murderer, an adulterer, a thief, an idolater, a polygamist, and a sex worker have in common? I don't know, Rev Pam. What do they have in common? This is actually not the beginning of a bad joke. I'll leave that to Reverend Juan. Okay. So, actually, what they all have in common is that they're part of Jesus' lineage, listed in the first chapter of Matthew. Yes. And knowing that, doesn't that give us all great hope? Right? And so today, as we are celebrating, still celebrating Women's History Month, next week we will change our attention to Holy Week. But this week, we are still in Women's Herstory Month. Thank you, Noelle. So I am going to tell you a story about Rahab, who was a sex worker in the city of Jericho. Okay? And many of you have probably never heard of her, even though you may be familiar with the story of Joshua. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. If you had that song in your Sunday school service, I just killed that right now, and not in a good way. So you might be familiar with the story of the walls of Jericho falling down, but what you don't know is the story of Rahab, who was a sex worker in the city of Jericho. Now, Rahab was actually known as one of the four most beautiful women in the ancient world. And she had entertained, shall we say, kings and princes of that entire ancient world. So she was really well known. But even though she was really well known, she was still a marginalized person. Okay? And she lived on the outer walls of these famous walls of Jericho. If we could have the photo of, there's a diagram of the walls of Jericho. On the left, there's circular and incoming, you know, circles within circles. And this is how the walls of ancient cities were built. And inside each layer of the wall were thin or narrow houses and businesses that were built vertically into the walls. And the marginalized people literally lived in the outer margin of the wall. And this is where Rahab lived. So little background. Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt, okay? And because he never asked for directions, they wandered in the desert for 40 years. And in the meantime, Moses died. This kind of reminds me a little bit about, you know, our community here. Reverend Chris sold our building, and now we are looking for our promised land, our new home, and we have a new leader, Reverend Juan. So the Israelites' new leader was Joshua. And Joshua got them right to the edge of the River Jordan, okay? And they are looking out towards where the promised land is. Now, the promised land represents all good, all abundance, everything you could ever dream of and want in your life is the promised land, okay? Everything that's God is the promised land. So they're stuck here at the River Jordan because as they look across the River Jordan, they see the walled city of Jericho, and they know that they are going to have to conquer the city of Jericho in order to find the promised land and enter the promised land. And they don't know what to do. So Joshua decided he was going to get a little intel. He sent two spies into the city of Jericho. Now, metaphysically, the spies represent those first glimmers that there's something more than what our eyes can see. The first glimmers of a spiritual awakening. That's what the spies represent. And these spies are the ones who first are able to cross the River Jordan, and the river represents barriers to our good, okay? Anything that's in the way. Think about it in your life, okay? Whatever it is that you want, like if you want a better job, but oh, that barrier is I need to do this training or I need to get this degree. You know, or you want a new relationship, but oh, I got to lose some weight first before I can go date anybody, right? Whatever you see as a barrier, that's the River Jordan in this story, okay? Because when we study Bible stories, we're looking at how is this showing up in our own lives? What does this represent? Okay, so Joshua sends the two spies across the river, across the barrier. They're the glimmers of spiritual awakening, and they go into the city of Jericho to figure out a strategy. And who are they going to go visit? Who are they going to ask? Well, our heroine, Rahab. They go to her house because they know they've heard about her. Remember, she's famous in the ancient world. She's one of the four most beautiful women known by kings and princes. So they go to visit her. They figure she can tell them what they need to know. And they find her house in the walls. And she actually ran an inn, which at the time was a place where you could go for a meal and then sleep for the night. So they went to her house. And she recognized them as foreigners, something different, something that we're not used to in our life, something that may be a little intriguing. But she didn't quite know what that was or what to do about it. And she knew that if she took them in and helped them, that she would be a traitor to her people, that she would be leaving behind everything that she knew, everything that was comfortable, everything that she loved in her life, if she went towards that spiritual awakening. And the other choice was that she could turn the spies in to the king and the king's soldiers, but then she'd be still stuck in doing what she'd always been doing, still in that same life, okay? Are we seeing how this might relate to ourselves here? That we have to kind of turn our backs on the way things have always been in order to step into our good, right? Okay. So how did she make this choice? Well, she sent the spies to hide on the roof of her house. And the roof represents This place where we go in meditation, this higher consciousness that we can access when we live a life of prayer and when we meditate. Okay? So she went into what we call in Unity, the silence. Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore defined the silence as a state of consciousness entered into for the purpose of putting each person in touch with divine mind so that the soul may listen to the still, small voice. Okay? So picture this. Rahab has the spies hiding on the roof, and the king's soldiers come to her door. And they say, "Hey, we heard that there's some strangers that came through the gate, and we heard that they came to your place." Well, she says, "Oh, yeah, you know, they were here, but I told them I don't have a place for them. And, you know, so I saw them leave, and they went that-a-way. I bet you can still catch them. It wasn't too long ago." So off the soldiers go, that-a-way. So now Rahab goes back up to the roof. She's heard this still, small voice. She's heard that word. She found her guidance in the silence. And she says to the soldiers, or to the spies, she says to the spies, "Hey, I just saved your butts. What's in it for me?" And they say to her, "Yes, you saved our lives, we'll save yours." Okay? And so they promise her that when the Israelites attack the city of Jericho, she should tie a red cord onto her door and her house will be left intact. So they tell her to gather her family into her house, put the red cord outside, and they will be saved. And so then, if we can go back to the picture, she let the spies down the outside wall because she lived on the very outer margins. So this photo, this picture on the right is an artist renditioning of how she let the soldiers down with a rope outside the wall of Jericho, and you can see how the stairs were very narrow going up, how her house was built into the wall. So she lets the spies down on the rope, and she says, "The soldiers went that way. You need to go the long way home so that you don't run into the soldiers." Okay. So that's what happens, right? And ultimately, Rahab and her family were spared when the walls of Jericho came a-tumbling down. So how do we see this showing up in our lives? Can you think of a low point in your life when maybe you didn't really know what was going to change, but you knew just something had to give? You didn't want to stay in that current situation. Maybe you weren't happy. Maybe you weren't making enough money in your job. Maybe you needed a new place to live. But this is a time to go into the silence and find guidance. Our Unity co-founder Myrtle Fillmore said, when you get very still and go into the silence, where you commune with your indwelling guide, you will be shown the easy, pleasant, harmonious way out of every situation. Find your guidance in the silence. You know, I think about a time in my life when my children were small, and my goodness, if you've ever had toddlers in your life, you'll know what I'm talking about. I had 3 children under the age of 5, and I can tell you, I was not a nice person. You know, before that time, I had this deep spiritual practice. I was initiated in yoga. I'd sit with my chai every morning, you know, and then the first child was breastfeeding. And then this second child comes along and wakes up at 5 a.m. And then the third child needs a diaper change in the middle of the night. I don't think I was sleeping more than 2 or 3 hours at a stretch. So if you can imagine, I was acting like a raging, I'm not going to say that word in church, right? And my husband and I just really, we knew just something had to change. We didn't know what that was going to be, but we never got a moment of silence, and we were so used to having this deep, deep spiritual life. Well, this may sound like a cliche, but that's the time that we found unity. It's really true. And so at least we would get 5 minutes every week in meditation while our kids were in the kids' zone, right? And from there, we were able to hear the guidance and find our way back into, what did Myrtle say? A harmonious way out of the situation, okay? But it's all about connecting back in to that place of silence to hear that still small voice and find your guidance in the silence. You know, so ultimately, Rahab's story is one of triumph. Because after her city was taken, she actually married a general of the Israelite army. She was instant aristocracy, right? And then she went on to give birth to Boaz, who married Ruth, who were the grandparents of King David, and so on down the line to Jesus. So this is how a murderer, an adulterer, a thief, idolater, polygamist, and our heroine, the sex worker, claimed that awareness of their divinity and got to their promised land, their all good, their abundance, that everything that was coming to them by listening to the guidance in the silence. And so it is.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.